dude was high on something.
He was high on college football. College football with Big Cleese. Let's throw in a chant, talk some ball with Big Cleese. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with J.B. Got to chawing, wearing them short, track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce.
Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family.
Damn right.
B-Dub. Call Jay Binkley. Call Bink. College football with Let's throw in a Charles Johnson ball with Big Cleese. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with Big Cleese.
Ah, yes, the great sounds of the old number fives right there, Dusty. I love it, man.
That's right.
Brock and the guys over there.
Brock and Watson.
Watson.
Watson, yes!
Binkley.
Do you bob your head to that song, Bink?
Well, it's a great song.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song. Hopefully Jay Southlandtail helped you out with your car yesterday and everything's running in the right order now, and you're back on your wheels, if you will. Jay, I want to ask you this.
That was an easy thing to remember, Bob. When I needed a tow, I was like, oh, I just said Jay Southlandtail for years.
Right. There you go. And I got Jeremy, my guy over there. Jay Southlandtail owns a company. They're amazing people, and they're going to help you out just like they do everybody else in Kansas City. So good luck getting back in the car. I want to ask you this, and I texted you this about an hour ago, so you've had some time to think about it. If the Royals were a college football team, who would they be right now?
Ooh, you know, maybe Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay. Why the Tennessee Volunteers?
Well, you know, there was not a great year last year, kind of down, but then just this year could be one of the best teams in the country. And, you know, no one really saw it coming, but I mean, a good team, a ranked team, but as far as being a powerful team that nobody wants to play, I think it'd be them.
All right. So, Jay, our poll question today is who ends their careers with more postseason wins, Kelce and Mahomes or Reagans and Bobby Witt?
Kelce and Mahomes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Binkley, KU sucks.
Yes.
And I say that because they were pre-ranked like 23rd of the nation.
Biggest disappointment in college football this year.
And I mean, is it they got to get rid of the offensive coordinator? Is it something in there? Like, what's got to change, man?
They're the Minnesota Twins.
Oh.
They had a ton of expectations and just fell on their face. But four straight losses. They didn't win a game in the month of September. This is a team that everybody's excited about. Remember when everybody's talking about, well, they could win the Big 12. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a team that could go for the playoffs. How silly was that conversation? Thinking about Kansas and all the people thinking they could make the playoffs. They're a long ways from that. But disappointing considering they're raising money for that stadium and really need some more money to finish it. And people are not excited about that team. You know, and they're going to play at Arrowhead there and stuff where they've been doing, how many people are going to go watch him. But Jalen Daniels, just a different quarterback than he was. I mean, seven interceptions. They got to make a decision. People are unhappy with the offensive coordinator at Kansas. It is much different than last year. Last year was a fun Kansas football team to watch. They were doing things offensively, and much more exciting. But this year's team has no confidence. They had lost three of those games real close in the fourth quarter, where you could make an argument either way. But Texas, or last week TCU, you know, wins the game before you even need that. Kind of at the in the second half there, where it wasn't like down to the wire. So just the turnovers, non-committing to the running game and things like that are hurting Kansas, but four straight losses. Who saw that coming?
Yeah, I think also, too, who saw K-State having one of the best games of the year last weekend, right? They bounced back nicely. They're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, K-State did. It was just a polar opposite of the game that they had against Arizona, which, you know, I mean, you look at this, you know, Utah loses this week to that Arizona team that Kansas State smashed. So there was the conference predict the champion, losing to them, that shows you where K-State kind of is. But Avery Johnson, the quarterback, wow, what a game. You know, 3 touchdowns to the year. He had his best game at Kansas State, in my opinion. He made one of the wildest plays where he spins around, runs around, gets into the end zone. But just the confidence in Jace Brown, their wide receiver that's the roommate of Avery Johnson down there, that connection's a big play connection. But DJ Giddens proves that he's the best back in the Big 12 this year. It's not Ollie Gordon at Oklahoma State who's on the other sideline, but DJ Giddens was absolutely incredible for Kansas State. If they get a lead, they shows you what can happen. They can just suffocate you with that running game, but definitely the most impressive game for Kansas State this year.
Bigley, the last one here for you. This is the weekend, I think, for Mizzou fans, right? They struggle with Vanderbilt, go down in the rankings. They get an idle week, if that's what they still call it in college football. And then now they get a big opponent this week. It's a big one for Mizzou this Saturday.
Yeah, Texas A&M, it's the only ranked game between 2 top 25 teams in college football, which is funny because a couple weeks ago when Missouri played Boston College, that was one of 2 games in college football between ranked teams. Isaiah Williams, the quarterback, or Marcel Reed, the quarterback of Texas A&M, is a freshman quarterback that's won 3 straight games. Connor Wigman's their starter, but they're playing coy, and that's who they say is going to start this week. Eli Drinkwitz is not buying it, so they're going to start this freshman. It's great dual threat freshman that they have at Texas A&M. But it's a tough place to play. Going down to Missouri wins this one. This is a tough one. This could be a trap game. They're 3-1 this year. So going down there and winning for Missouri and beating 2 ranked opponents would be a great start for Missouri. But this could be one of those trap games. But if they win this one, if they prove they can go on the road, I mean, we'll get to do it home, but if they can go on the road and beat Texas A&M, then I think people really have to start looking out for Missouri because a lot of people already have them in the playoffs. But they go on the road and beat Texas A&M, sky's the limit for this team.
You taking Luther Burden or that 17-year-old from Alabama as your wide receiver one?
Right now, he or Ketterell McMillan.
Okay, fair enough. Binkley,
you know what? A lot of mock drafts, though, have Luther kind of in the 20s.
Ooh,
now,
wow.
Chiefs should trade for Alabama's wide receiver, Ryan Williams, a 17-year-old right now. Have we ever seen a trade with the NFL and a college team? Like, what could the Chiefs send to Alabama? Could they send...
G-H-A-N-L-N-I-L.
Yeah, that's what we could get Ryan Williams here right now. That dude is an absolute stud. Jay, enjoy today's game, watching Seth Lugo go out there and dominate, and enjoy your show tonight, because you're going to be talking about the Royals moving on, my friend.
Yeah, Bob, and I'll tell you what, look for Jeremiah Smith, freshman at Ohio State, because this kid's going to be better than Marvin Harrison Jr.
All right, I like where you're going
with that.
Ryan Williams is my new love right now when it comes to wide receivers. He's 17 years old. The dude can play with anybody right now in college football, man. Get him to the Chiefs stat.